when there's insurance issues, legislators a lot of times kind of gloss over it. They largely don't understand that our industry is what helps an economy. So if we're not advocating for what we do as an industry, we don't have a seat at the table. We're on the menu for dinner.
Welcome to Declaration of Independence
on Agency Nation Radio,
where insurance professionals turn on the mic and share unscripted stories about leadership, technology, marketing, success, and failure. Stories that helped to make them the professionals that they are today. From Main Street USA to the pages of Independent Agent Magazine. Brought to you exclusively by Agency Nation Radio.
Kevin Ownby has been a Big Eye member for as long as he's been an independent agent. However, it wasn't until the Affordable Care Act was proposed and ultimately passed into law that he became more aware of the importance of the association's government advocacy on a state and national level. When the ACA started affecting the benefits market, Ownby started getting involved a lot more at the legislative level, particularly since an agent either had to know and understand the ACA or divest themselves of their benefits business. It became too big of an Arizona emissions exposure.
I've always been a member of the Big Eye. I probably was not really, really active in the state association until roughly about 15 years ago. I mentioned briefly that my lane in the independent agent side is on the benefit side. So when the Affordable Care Act came around, that's what really got me involved. And being a multi-generational agency, a lot of the individuals that were on the board at the time knew me through my father and grandfather. So I'm not one to tend to shy away from speaking my mind. I could do it diplomatically, but so when that was coming around and really acutely affecting that portion of the industry, started talking a whole lot more.
Starting out in association leadership as the Big Eye Young Agents Chair for the Insurers of Tennessee, Ownby moved through different chair positions within the state association. He's currently on the board of directors and the Tennessee State Chair for InsurePAC. He also currently serves on the Big Eye Government Affairs Healthcare Subcommittee. This episode is sponsored by the Insurance Marketing and Communications Association, or IMCA. You're invited to Ignite, IMCA's annual conference in Orlando this summer, where insurance marketers and communicators come together to empower each other, inspire change, and shape the future of the industry we love. Learn more at imcanet.com. Welcome, Kevin. Thank you for joining us. Why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about your start in insurance?
I'm in a generational family independent agency that was started by my grandfather in 1952. My dad and two uncles were also in the business. My father is actually still active in the business. So I'm third generation. And I actually came into this business a little organically. Obviously grew up with it, traveled a lot with the family on incentive trips, but never really planned on going into the business. But we were at a Christmas dinner one time. I was getting ready to graduate college and was going to go to work at a broker-dealer. I was going to work on that end of the spectrum. And my uncle that was in the business that just recently passed away actually was on the benefit side. And he made mention of one of our carriers had a brokerage arm and said, hey, what do you think about coming over and working with us on the benefit side? We'll see if we can garner some 401k business, some individual business, things of that nature. Do a little cross-selling and see if that would work out. It intrigued me, and I gave them, I said, a two-year timeline. I'll see how that works out. And here I am almost 28 years later and still in the business. So obviously it worked out pretty well. Yeah, still been a great career. It's definitely changed quite a bit over those 28 years. I still have my securities license and still do benefits, but you know, being a multi-line independent agency, but we do commercial, personal, and all other lines as well. Because in the area that we're in East Tennessee, so in the Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg area, so very tourism oriented, we're a little bit unique in what that we do, but it's definitely been something that has grown, changed, but matured as well. And it's been an exciting business to be in, very rewarding, I guess is the best way to put it. I've enjoyed it immensely.
How has your role with the Big Eye developed throughout the years, and how valuable of a resource do you see the association in advocating for the industry?
So I was involved that way, brought in on the Young Agents Chair, which was really non-existent at the time when they brought me in. It was a one-year position. And I remember coming on the board and said, okay, guys, I will give this a shot, but I need 2 years to get it up and running. And so I always kid that I was the only two-time Young Agents Chair for the state of Tennessee. But the board was gracious enough to give me that latitude to build it to the point now where we've built a Young Agents Committee in the state. I've moved on, obviously, from that. Now I guess I'm the oldest young agent for the state of Tennessee now. but I've moved in through different chairs with the Insurers of Tennessee, now currently on the Executive Committee, and have found it being not only beneficial to being involved in an association that represents our industry. I tend to be leaning on the legislative side, but where I've found where people really don't lean into the association where they should is the relationships you build. I mean, it goes back to what we do as a business, the relationships we build across this state and in on the national level even. I've been able to lean on individuals that are much smarter, larger than I am, more diverse than I am, to talk about these issues that not only face us here locally, but state and national, both. And I think it's a resource we probably, on the association side, we pass on. We don't think about a whole lot. But as an association, if we're not active in not only promoting our business but helping advocate and grow that business, I think we're doing a disservice to the individuals that are part of that association. I've enjoyed it. My wife has given me a hard time sometimes that I'm in it, and I've got two kids. I've got a daughter that's getting ready to graduate high school, and I've got a son that's in sixth grade. But what I have seen is they understand that I'm advocating for the next generation, because seeing individuals coming in behind me, I think if the association is paving that way, that's what makes a health and organization in an industry on a state and national level.
Discuss how important the role InsurePac plays in our industry.
So if we're not advocating for what we do as an industry and just educating legislators, it doesn't have to be an adversarial issue. It just needs to be that we're talking about it and understanding it. And what we found, at least on a state level, and I've seen it on the federal too, is that we become a resource and a trusted voice when something comes across the legislative docket and it has to be insurance related. They reach out to either the state or the federal level to ask how this is, interpret this. The bill may be 600 pages long. Tell me how this affects Main Street business. Tell me how this affects your industry. That's what we're there for. Do we win every discussion? No, we don't. But at least we're having a voice in every discussion. And I think legislatively on the state and federal level, if we're not doing that, if we're not donating to the PACs and making sure that we have that voice, it's an industry that can be overregulated and controlled to the point that it slows that business down significantly. We've consistently over the past few years been over $1 million in every cycle, raising that on a national level. Again, it's that seat at the table, and with Charles taking over the position of CEO right now and having that team in place with Nathan and everybody else that are involved, they are well respected on those inner circles of the Hill that when our industry is being discussed, they're asking us those hard questions. But the PAC is what has that seat at the table. They understand that's what makes sure that we get heard and seen. I work on the healthcare subcommittee with the Big Eye on the national level. And it's one of those that I think from the top down, from Charles down, has seen that putting the right people in the right lanes, so to speak, helps us stay relevant in what we do. Raising that money year in and year out is what continues to do that makes sure that the industry is still heard. What I see, I guess I come at it from the state level, since I, like I said, I'm on the state PAC chair, but Having that ask every year, I get pushback every year from individuals. So, well, why should I give? I don't see a difference. And I said, well, this is what makes sure that your industry stays relevant and a viable business. And why would you not want to make that investment? I'm not asking you, we may max out on the state and national level, but I'm not asking everybody to. But if you're making that small investment every year, that moves that needle. We hit the largest single InsurePAC per national from the state of Tennessee, and we hit the largest state this past year as well. And it really is just talking about how this makes sure that we get seen and heard on both levels. We have been at discussions, I know, on both sides, state and federal level, that it's strictly because of the PAC, that we've had the right advocates and lobbyists that made sure that we were sitting there and having those discussions, not in strictly just a issue of submitting notes and getting lost in the noise, but actually being able to see senators and congressmen and legislators that are making those decisions that are going to affect it. And if we're not doing the state and national PAC, that doesn't happen.
And what would you say to other agents to highlight the importance of InsurePAC in protecting our industry?
So if we've got members that are listening in any of the other states, think about how you protect your industry and to contribute to both your state and national PAC. This is what helps us make sure that we have a voice and have that expertise being held out in a noisy world. You know, we kid a little bit, but it is true, because we've had these conversations so many times in legislators' offices. Everybody can Google and think they're, I've got my PhD from Google University because I did a quick search. However, if we're not advocating for our industry, we get caught in the noise, and we've got to rise above that. The PAC and contributing to the PAC is what makes sure that happens.
You've been listening to the Declaration of Independence. I'm Olivia Overman, content editor at the Independent Agent Magazine, monthly deep dive into the IA channel, available in print and online at iamagazine.com. are free to all Big Eye members. If you know of an all-star agent or agency that should be featured in Declaration of Independence, send an email to iamag@iiaba.net. Declaration of Independence is a podcast on Agency Nation Radio, powered by the Big Eye and Trusted Choice.